Well, hey there, my friend. This is Gina Scalpone. I'm a hairstylist and marketing strategist. I teach other hairstylists and small business owners how to market, scale, and grow their business inside my online programs. My flagship program is Glam Hairs Academy, and after the students go through the academy, I invite them for continued learning inside my monthly membership, and that's how people work with me. Today, I want to share a really cool topic. I was in a conversation, private message, with a hairstylist that's inside a private Facebook group of mine, and I saw kind of a no-no that I saw her doing, and I'm not going to say any names and give any specifics here, but I'm going to share what I would share with her as business coaching with you here on the podcast. So she's a hairstylist, very talented. She's been doing hair for a while, I think over 20 years, and her books have been slow. Basically, she's having a hard time paying some of her bills. I know this because we've been in conversation in private messages. Recently, I just saw a post about her starting this new endeavor in her business, which is not hair related at all. Now, if you know anything about me, I am a huge, huge, huge supporter of, and I practice this in my own business, taking my outside passions and bringing them into my business and selling that outside passion to my clients. So for example, how I've done it in my business is I've taken my wardrobe editing appointments and sold them to my clients. Custom accessories, custom wigs, custom clip and extensions, things like that. Things are I'm passionate about. I sell those services and those products to my existing clients. So the only issue with incorporating a new service into your business is when you're not fully booked and you're communicating, having issues with not having your books filled up as is. So I am guessing this stylist decided to take on a new service completely outside out of the hair world to create more income in her business. Now, that might not be the case, but let's just assume it is. I did that back in the day a long time ago, so I want to help you, my friend, my listener, not make the same mistakes that I used to that I see could potentially happen with this stylist. So first, I'm going to talk about two strategies in this podcast episode, and I've gone into great detail about these separately in my podcast episodes. We're going to talk about shiny object syndrome and the 90-90 rule. So I'm guessing, and I know the stylist knows about these strategies, but I'm guessing that these just aren't as fun or as sexy to her, and she decided to just take on a new endeavor. So if this is you, my friend, you're considering taking on a new endeavor, think about it. Now, this could even be just even like, let's say you're a stylist and you don't specialize in extensions. You're like, you know what? I really want to start creating more income with extensions. That's okay because you're a stylist. It falls under the umbrella of being a hairstylist doing extensions. But if it's a completely separate related passion of yours, it probably falls under the shiny object syndrome situation. I'll go over that in a moment. Let's first talk about the 90-90 rule. Now, these are strategies and ideas I share inside my programs, but I want to give you a little taste of it because this is a recent conversation I was having with a stylist, and I thought it would be beneficial for you. So the 90-90 rule, I made it up, so if you never heard of it before, I made it up. 90% of your clients should be buying 90% of your products and services. It's a very simple strategy. I've literally helped so many stylists inside my programs create significantly more income within a week or two of implementing this strategy. You pull out a piece of paper. This is how it goes. On the left side of the paper, you're going to write down all of your clients that are on your books for the next 2 weeks. Maybe it's 5 people, maybe it's 50 people. Okay? So that's on one side of the paper. Next to their name, you're going to write what service they're scheduled for. Cut, color, blowout, you know, extension, touch-up, keratin treatment, whatever it is. On the other side of the paper, next to their name, but give you a little bit of space to kind of brainstorm, you're going to write down one product or one service that you offer that client isn't currently getting that you think they would benefit from. So here's an example. Let's say you have a client coming in for a haircut and an all-over touch-up color. If you sit and think about it, maybe she would be a good fit for a shine treatment, for a keratin treatment, for a few highlights around her face, for a conditioning treatment, for a shampoo or conditioner that you sell that she doesn't currently have or hasn't purchased in a while. So this is the way for us to be proactive and organized and get ahead of things. You do this the week before. So you make yourself a little note and you mention to them when you see them. Hey, Stephanie, I know you're coming in for your color and cut. I can't wait to see you on Friday. Just remind me to talk to you about this new shampoo and conditioner that I got in that I think you'd love. So you can reach out to them in advance if you're comfortable with that. It also helps you hold yourself accountable that way. Or just make a note next to your schedule so you remember to talk to them about that upsell when they're in your chair. I can promise you, if you apply this 90-90 rule to the clients in your books over the next few weeks, you will create more income. Now, let's say they don't purchase. Let's say she's like, no, I don't need that shampoo and conditioner. I don't really want it. You make yourself a note, and the next time she comes in, you bring it up again. In the meantime, you're posting online, ideally she's following you on the accounts you're posting on, about the benefits of the shampoo and conditioner. You pretend you're creating posts for her without actually calling out her name. So that's the 90-90 rule in a nutshell. The shiny object syndrome situation, I did not make up that saying. I don't remember where I heard it, but it's very common for us multi-passionate entrepreneurs to have shiny object syndrome. What that means is you start one project, you don't fully invest in it, you don't give it 120% for a certain amount of time, you fall short. You try it out for 6 months, you give it a 75% effort instead of 100, and you know that you need to be giving it a 100% effort for 2 years. You get bored, you're not seeing results, so then you jump ship and you go to another thing. You incorporate a new service in your business, you try something different, and then the same thing happens. You haven't finished the first project, you haven't followed it through, you start a second one, and guess what? In 6 months down the road, you're at the same place as you were 6 months before that with the old project. Then you jump ship again and you start a new project and you're not really finishing anything or seeing it through completely. Be very aware of that, my friend. I can promise you the only way to negate this type of shiny object syndrome is to have extremely clear goals on what you want to create income-wise, time-wise, growth in your business. If your goals are very clear per quarter, per month, per year, you're not going to have shiny object syndrome. Now, creating goals and writing them down is sometimes kind of boring, and also it can be hard for us multi-passionate entrepreneurs to commit to something like that. I don't want to commit to anything. I don't even want to commit to what I'm going to have for dinner tonight because I might want to change my mind. However, if you're a professional, and you, which I know you are, and you want to make X amount of dollars, and you want to get to certain goals by certain times of your life, maybe it's a 5-year plan, maybe it's a 10-year plan, I highly suggest you create very clear goals and write them down daily. There is something called the 10-10-1 rule. I have another podcast about that, so just go ahead and Google it. It's called the 10-10-1 rule. This strategy, this goal setting strategy, I've been doing in my own business for years. It has kept me accountable to myself. It has kept me focused. Believe me, my friend, I want to slip off the wagon and try new things, but I go back to my 10-10-1 rule goals, my 10-year plan. About where I want to be, the income, the lifestyle, and the hours I'm working with the type of clients and students I want. So I hope this helped you out, my friend. If this episode helped you out, can you share this podcast episode with one of your friends? It would very much make me super happy and excited to help others out. Thank you so much for listening, my friend, and I hope you have a great day. Mwah!